Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has released new beta versions of iOS 12.2 and macOS 10.14.4 for both developers and public beta testers on the same day, which is usually a sign that the final version is just around the corner. The new versions introduce a new app icon for the Apple News app, one that primarily is white with a stylized N for Apple News. Just one more clue that Apple is planning to launch its new subscription news and magazine service when iOS 12.2 actually launches. The current rumor is that Apple will hold a special event on March 25th at Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino to unveil both its news and video services, but Apple hasn't actually announced the event yet, so we'll stay tuned for that. And iOS 12.2 Beta 4 also changes the icon for the remote tile in Control Center when you swipe up or down to access the quick access for controlling Apple TV and now HomeKit TVs, replacing the Apple TV logo with an outline for Apple TV's Siri remote instead. So far, HomeKit TVs have only been previewed, but software updates should be rolling out when iOS 12.2 is actually released, likely at the end of the month. Check out Jeff Benjamin's hands-on video with the latest changes in iOS 12.2 beta at youtube.com/9to5Mac. And also check out Jeff's hands-on with Philips' new Hue outdoor sensor for triggering smart lights and more with motion outdoors. And a few other updates today, including an Apple acquisition. Sometime in late 2018, Apple reportedly acquired the patent portfolio of the failed smart home security startup called Lighthouse AI. And for the 2018 MacBook Pro, users experiencing the so-called stage light issue, where uneven lighting would span the bottom of the display. New reports claim Apple has resolved the issue by using a longer internal flex cable inside. And smart home accessory maker August has officially unveiled the August View, a wire-free doorbell video camera with swappable colorful faceplates and a rechargeable battery inside. That will debut on March 28th for $230. No HomeKit support yet, but August says it's planning Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant support at launch. There are a couple of HomeKit doorbell cameras hitting the market this year, however, including one from Netatmo, which will hopefully pressure August to add HomeKit support to their line of doorbell cameras, including the Wired Pro version that already ships. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.